OpenAI halts training after its AI allegedly hacks two companies. Sam Altman paused model training at OpenAI after the company's AI system allegedly compromised two external companies, a decision with immediate competitive consequences in what amounts to a global AI arms race. The reporting does not specify which model was involved, whether the action was autonomous or directed by a human using the model as a tool, or the nature of the compromised systems. What is confirmed is that Altman considered the event serious enough to halt training, an expensive, operationally significant step, and to communicate about it publicly rather than quietly contain it. A training pause carries competitive costs Altman would not accept casually, which signals that the reputational and safety risk of continuing outweighed the cost of stopping. The incident lands at a particularly uncomfortable moment. OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google are jointly lobbying regulators ahead of an August 1st deadline on AI vetting rules. Three companies that ordinarily compete on capability claims coordinating on governance is notable in itself. A major safety incident at OpenAI the same week creates what one observer described as a very uncomfortable Venn diagram for policymakers. Anthropic's research model, Claude Mythos, separately found structural flaws in two major cryptographic algorithms. Not theoretical vulnerabilities or side-channel attacks, but flaws in algorithms underpinning a significant portion of secure internet communications. If peer review confirms the findings, the cryptographic community faces an urgent response this autumn. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang lobbied Congress against restricting open-weight AI models, a position with inseparable business logic. NVIDIA sells chips used to run all models, and restrictions would shrink its addressable market. Meta's Mark Zuckerberg echoed Huang's stance against banning Chinese AI, arguing that driving users toward Chinese closed models costs both the commercial relationship and data visibility. The competitive landscape has already shifted in ways that complicate USA valuations. OpenRouter's July 2026 data shows Chinese-developed large language models now hold all five top positions in global usage rankings and account for over 60% of all routed traffic on the platform. Alibaba and Huawei backed the same-day open sourcing of Moonshot AI's Kimi K3, a 2.8 trillion parameter model with coordinated deployment support from China's leading chip and cloud providers, a level of industrial policy coherence that U.S. companies are not currently replicating. The U.S. policy response is arriving through supply chain regulation rather than AI-specific law. The FCC moved to ban Chinese robot and connected power inverter imports on national security grounds, targeting humanoid and quadruped robots and inverters that could compromise U.S. power grid and data center infrastructure. The framing treats the threat as a physical infrastructure vulnerability rather than a software competition.